everybody. It's Johnny Mo. Welcome back to part two with Trent Beaver, talking about Instagram and how to get your Instagram following big and engaging and stuff. And in this session, what we're going to be talking about is the tools and the apps that you use in order to grow. Trent, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me back. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. It's easy to talk with someone like yourself when we're both passionate about the same things. And the conversation flows easily and readily. So
it does. Thank
you for having me back.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, dude. I love having these conversations, and I'm going to get a little philosophical for a second, or spiritual, whatever you take, however you want. We all hear the term, you are the sum of the five people that you're around most, right? But I say that was written in like 1927. When Facebook and Instagram didn't exist. You actually truly can create your own reality through these software. If you don't like what's being done over here, don't follow it. Block it all. You have that right.
Yep.
If you like what's going on over there, gravitate over there. That's the beauty. And have good conversations. And what we're having here is an amazing conversation. And we're going to continue it because you're going to share some secrets, some things that you use, that you do. Because I think a lot of people don't use Instagram right. I'm guilty of it. I haven't been using it right. Consistency is important. Consistency in whatever you come up with, but also understanding a few key things like your followers, the engagement, and how to engage and what to engage. So I know we had a quick off script conversation about this. I'm just going to let you take it away. What are some apps and things that people can be doing to enhance their experience?
So a couple of things for me. Like I said in the first episode, didn't really get to elaborate on it. I'm a less is more guy. I try to post once a day. Most likely post once every 3 days. But for me, I use that 80-20 threshold. So I'm a realtor. I'm trying to sell houses. I'm trying to make a living. 80% of my posts on Instagram are real estate related posts. 20% of my posts on Instagram are my personal life, my motorsports background, my racing interests, my family, different things like that. So 80% of the time I am talking real estate on my Instagram page. As far as feed posts goes, everything else that doesn't fit into that 80-20 category, I push over to the stories portion of Instagram, and that may be my lunch, that may be me walking downtown talking. But that's the threshold I use, is the 80-20 threshold, 80% real estate, 20% personal life, additional interest outside of the business. So, sure. One of the things that I utilize and I try to, do is schedule my post. I have not used a scheduler. There is a company out there that I have researched. They do allow, if you only have one social profile, it is free of charge, no cost. And you can post up to once per day using their scheduler. The website is later.com.
Dude, I'm glad you said later.com. I'm actually signing up today. I've been researching it and stuff. Glad you said that. Awesome.
So later.com, they've got some good back-end analytics on their website as well for basically how to capitalize, how to see what your engagement is, how to see what does better on your page when you post different things. But later.com is what I would recommend for an Instagram scheduler. Mm-hmm. I think they've got some other options for Twitter and different things like that, but we're focused on Instagram, and that would be heads above the rest what I would use for a scheduler. Yeah. I will use it. I've researched it. I've been busy. Life happens. Yeah. And I have not signed up. So maybe we'll hold each other accountable and we'll both sign up today.
Sure thing. And I just want to let everybody know, since we mentioned that, if you have a Mac, I've been using Flume.com. It allows me, it's not so much a schedule, but it allows me to post from my desktop, which is pretty cool because I might create a video or something and it's a pain to switch it from the laptop to the desktop. I don't know if it works in the PC world. I'm not in that world, but for a Mac, I know that you can post right from there with Flume. So, you know, and that's a thing. We need tools. We need tools in order to do our job effective. It's going outside of the platform. And there's all sorts of apps to make your words look good or enhance your video or create video clips with iPhones, man. If they got backgrounds and stuff like that, there's so many different things. factors way too many things.
Exactly. So you gotta pick
you gotta pick like six.
Exactly right. And that's the same thing I tell new agents when they get into real estate. There's so much white noise of you need to use this, you need to use that, you need to do this. And to me, I tell them, don't listen to everyone. Pick two or three things that resonate with you. Focus on those and go 110% of those. That's the same thing with social media. There's a ton of different apps out there. If you can find a couple of apps that you know very good for photo editing, for maybe stitching photos together, or where you can post multiple photos to one slide, mm-hmm. where you can crop and cut video, just find two or three apps that you can leverage and work super well, and focus on learning those, because realistically, if you searched it, you can find over 500, maybe 1,000 different apps that do what you want. So,
and then the apps you're going to use comes down to your strategy. What is, because your message is different than mine. See, mine is more of about like from a coach's point of view, accountability and twisted with a little positivity, maybe a little spirituality, right? That's my message. Your message, the message that I tell people to create, the agents that I work with, is create hyper-local, right? With a tinge of national. If you've got a company that's relocating into your area, by all means, figure out how to tap into that, right? So being knowledgeable of your market. Yours is more, you got your homes and everything else like that. So understand what your strategy is so you can figure out what tools you need in order to implement that, because you don't want to use like word swag if you're trying to show off homes per se. Right. Yep,
exactly. Well, and for me, it's one of those things. It's just like I tell CRMs and stuff like that for agents. It's what works for one person may not work for the other. And it's find something you like, because if you don't like it, you aren't going to use it.
100%. You're 100% right. And, you know, just use it. It's part of the problem with everything in our industry. You just got to do it. You just got to do it. What are a couple apps you like?
So a couple of things. There's a hashtag app that you can search what your niches are. It'll provide you with hashtags. The app is Hashtags. Mm-hmm. It's got a pink background, white writing. It's a free app where you can set your niche, and it'll give you basically, I think it's 25 of the best hashtags for your niche, basically.
Yep. And I use that one, so it's a good one.
Another app that I use that we touched on off camera is it's called Social Guide. Social Guide has a free version and they have a paid version. Ultimately, I'm a big analytics guy. I'm a big insights guy. So I do pay, I think it's $9 a year is what I pay for the app.
Are you sure you can swing that?
Yes. and it works for multiple platforms. It works for Facebook. It works for Twitter. It works for Instagram. It works for LinkedIn. It works for I think there's one out there called TikTok now. So it's got a wide variety that's all included in that $9 a year. But for Instagram, it tracks your followers. It tracks your unfollowers. It tracks your engagement. So if I've got a follower, it tracks who my best followers are and who my quote unquote ghost followers are, which is someone who follows me but has never liked or never commented on a post of mine. And for me, that's crucial information, because if I know I've got someone out there who's commenting on every post that I publish, I'm wanting to engage with that person to continue watering that flower, to continue growing that relationship and building on that,
100%.
Versus liking and commenting on someone's post who has never engaged with me.
Never. And, you know, that's one of the problems, too. I know we're going to go sidetrack right now because I know what I'm about to say. Here, hold on. We're going sideways. A lot of people want to go out there and buy likes. Okay.
Yep.
And that's like the worst thing to do, to buy likes. Somebody that has, they're not following anybody, right? Or they have no followers, or they're following like 3,000, but they don't have any followers, right? Bot accounts and stuff like that. Because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be penalized. Or penalized, I like to say that. You're going to be penalized by the platform, okay?
Yep.
So you want to make sure that the people that you're engaging with, they're engaging with you, right? So when you see somebody liking your stuff or commenting, man, go repay the favor. You want to know who your tribe is, because what happens is it might be small, but it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And next thing you know, maybe it's just 5,000 followers, but it's all they're good followers versus bought and paid likes. Now all of a sudden you got 5,000, exactly. But you only have 400 people that really follow you. Yep. Right?
Quality over quantity.
Yeah. Now,
so, and that I'd agree with that 110%.
Yeah, I don't want to buy likes, you know, because like I said, a lot of people go look and they judge you based upon your followers, and I think that's the saddest crap in the world.
Well, and to me, the big thing is when you're looking from an outsider's perspective, or you're looking at, say, corporate sponsorship for different things and stuff like that, where people really are making huge money off of Instagram and their profiles that they have, it is, if you've got a following of 100,000 people, but you've got zero engagement, you're never going to be able to sell to a bigger person. And the reason why is those big people, those big companies, they understand engagement is crucial. Engagement is key. And so they want to see those insights. They want to see your reach and your impressions and how far you're getting out to those people.
Sure. They absolutely do. Engagement is everything. Right?
Yes, without a doubt.
Otherwise, it's no better than a cardboard box on the ground, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. The engagement is huge. Any other apps you want to mention?
Yeah, nothing for apps. More of a scenario on where I think things are trending, and realistically why, say, 2 years ago, I really focused on building my social media following. So like I touched on in the first episode, I look at Zillow and social media the same way. They're not going away. How can we leverage them to use it? To me, when I send referrals to agents, whether it's a different state, different city, first thing I do is look them up on social media. How I do that, though, is I search for, if I'm looking to refer an agent to, say, Boston, I'll search the Boston hashtag. And I'll scroll until I find someone who has a photo of a home. So one, I'm getting to see their marketing that they're pushing out there and seeing if it's high quality marketing. So I searched Boston for the hashtag to find an agent in that city. I scroll through until I find, say, a home that I like the marketing of. Well, at that point, I click on their profile. I see their name. And at that point, I can cross-reference on Zillow. I can search by agent name on Zillow. I can find out, well, they sold 58 homes last year. And at that point, I'd say, well, this is probably a pretty stand-up person who's going to do a good job and take care of my client like their family, basically, maybe better.
Sure. Yeah. So you're connected with them on that level. Yeah. So that's somebody that has the same wavelength as you, right?
Exactly,
in business,
right.
In social theory and everything else like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
People, and it just goes to show you that people find us all different ways. So yeah. We have to be, unfortunately, y'all, we have to be in all sorts of places doing the right
thing.
Exactly
right.
And we are two things in our position, really. We are marketers and we're salespeople, right? There's a whole lot more that goes with it. Y'all that follow me know that I talk about manager, entrepreneur, all that other crap. But realistically, we're in the marketing, the advertising, and the sales business, right?
Yep.
So we got to put out, what is your message you're putting out to other people?
Yep.
And other consumers aren't just the end user. It's also agents like Trent that's looking for you. So be there when he's looking for you. All right, we only got a couple more minutes. What are a couple things that agents can like do, or not even agents, anybody listening to this about Instagram can do right now that is going to help them?
So to me, one,
or list known bad habits. You can put that too.
So to me, I'd say as far as bad habits go, posting at the wrong time and posting stuff that is not along what you're trying to sell. Ultimately, everyone's trying to sell something on Instagram, whether it's themselves, whether it's makeup, whether it's hair supply, whether it's real estate, whether it's motorcycles, whatever it may be, you're trying to sell something. You're trying to sell your lifestyle. You're trying to get a following, basically. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the number one thing that hurts you is when people log onto your page and say, well, what in the heck is going on here? I see three posts of X, Y, and Z, and I see another post of something off the wall. So it's really one, creating a brand. And I say creating a brand is more just where when people log on, they can know exactly what you're trying to sell or what you're trying to do.
Dude, you know how important that is? And I was actually watching some film videos last week of somebody's training on Instagram. And this is awareness. This is why it's so important. They actually had a color theme to their all their posts. And I think there is an app called Color Theme or something. You always have to search that, Google it. But you looked at their page and it was beautiful. It looked so professionally done.
Yep. Well, and to me, it's one of those things, and you may know the statistic better than I do, but thinking back to, say, websites, it's that one-click marketing where if you can click on their profile and from right there you can see what they're trying to sell, I think there's a drop-off of each additional click they have to make. The people that make those click-throughs drop off by 50% or 75% or whatever it is. But if they can click on your profile and from what I'd say above the fold or above the scroll, know exactly what you're trying to do, that's going to make them either follow you or not follow you ultimately right away. Where if they're thinking, well, what in the heck's going on? So I'd say stay true to what you're trying to sell. Less is more. And that 80-20 threshold.
So everybody, this is such good stuff. And I hope that you're picking out the nuggets with this too. Give us your hashtag. What's a hashtag or what's your username somebody should follow you on?
So biggest thing for me, and by all means, I'm asking for the follow. My Instagram handle is TrentBeaver1. That's the number one. Don't hesitate to follow me. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm always available through DM. I'll shed some light. I'll give you some nuggets there so that you can run with it, see what you can do. But TrentBeaver1 is my Instagram username. And looking forward to catching up with you guys on there.
All right. And I'm at Johnny Mo Training. So I'm just going to throw that in there. Follow me there. Say hi. You want to close it out? Give us 30 seconds and let's close this baby out.
I know we covered a ton of ground in these two episodes. Maybe it's something where next episode we can slow it down. We can dive in further. I'm all open for it. Thank you for having me on. Tremendous time chatting with you today. Behind eight ball, got to hustle and get my real estate going, but it was well worth the time to chat with you. And thank you for everything.
Awesome. Trent Beaver One, everybody. Thank you, Trent, for sharing, taking the time and sharing with everybody else. We'll get this out there for y'all. I'm Johnny Mo. See you on the next one.